Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Katie. If you're hearing munching during the show tonight, it's my leftover Halloween candy. That music, geez, Louisa. Anyway, welcome to the holiday season, everyone. This episode was suggested to me via Teresa, one of my dear friends. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the holidays and some suggestions so that it's not crazy for all of us. One of the first things I wanted to mention was making a commitment to change the chaos. Know that you can really create a meaningful holiday and get rid of any unrealistic expectations and goals. And try to replace those with some things that might be a little bit more practical. Let go of expectations, be surprised by others and not disappointed. Decide what really matters to you about the holidays. Being with family and friends, sometimes spending time with people that share DNA can be a little bit crazy. And just know that it's the time that we share with those is what matters, not so much all the little things that we tend to get caught up in. Start small. Identify some small changes that you can make that are going to reduce your stress. And decide some preparations beforehand to make it a more peaceful experience. Your intention is really what matters here, what you intend to create. And remember, we decide to react to things around us, react in peace. Keep your spiritual practices. Give up things to God, your angels, your guides. This kind of leads me to where I was going with the meditation tonight. During this meditation, I talk about clearing blockages, remembering that all parts of ourselves are connected, our spirits, our bodies, and our minds meld to make who we are. All those things together create who we are. So in this meditation, I talk about removing blockages, which are anything within those three parts, your body, mind, or soul, that might be depleted. Any kind of discomfort or pain that you might be having within your body, your soul, or emotional fatigue or emotional upset, things that you can let go of, those are what I refer to as blockages. So as I play this, remember that if you are listening into this in the archives, don't be driving, and don't operate any heavy machinery, I have to say that. So with that, I'm going to play this meditation, and I hope you all enjoy it. Have a piece of paper and a pen handy, if possible, so that you can write down your impressions, because I'm hoping that some of you will want to share what you received during this meditation. This is a short one. It's only about 8 minutes, so I hope you enjoy it. And then please give me any feedback at intuitiveskies.com. That's Katie at intuitiveskies.com. So here it goes.
Okay, so sit in a comfortable position, trying to keep your spine straight and your feet planted on the floor. Simply focus on your breath for a few moments, not forcing anything, but knowing with each breath your life force is growing and you're finding peace and relaxation. Imagine as you breathe in, energy is going up your spine, all the way to the top of your head, and then flowing back down to the base of your spine. The energy flows up and down with each soothing breath. As you do this, intend that all energy blockages, old and newly put into place, are being melted away. The heat of your breath melts each blockage as if it were a small piece of ice. Visualize them melting as you breathe into them. Now imagine all of these are gone. As a cloud over your head parts and allows in a brilliant ray of light that settles upon your head. brilliant light and see the ray piercing through the clouds. This is your link. Imagine the light pouring through every molecule of your body and deep into your soul. Now, in your mind's eye, see a large golden suitcase standing before you. This suitcase was left for you to pack away all of your worries and concerns. Feel your hand reach down to pull the zipper on the case open. Imagine each thing that is worrisome to you leaving from the right side of your head into the case. Don't worry, the case is big enough and strong enough to enclose every issue in your life. Now close up the case nice and tight. See a huge beam of light coming down upon the suitcase, enveloping the case in light. The case evaporates away in the light as each issue is being taken out of your hands and given to the angels and God to transform and heal. Bring in all the angelic blessings that have been given to you at this time, all the prayers that have been said on your behalf, and all that the angels wish you to have, and lovingly accept. Allow the light to bathe you inside and out. Feel all the prayers coming toward you at this time. Now focus on your heart, where the angels most strongly connect with you. Visualize the light there as a soothing rose pink color. Transform your ordinary senses and imagine your awareness expanding into the realm of angelic wisdom. Your consciousness is going up, up, and outward. Send out your intention from the deepest part of your heart to connect with the angelic or guidance that is most appropriate for you at this time to communicate with. Feel this presence as it draws to you. Feel the unconditional love and guidance they wish you to receive. Wait for answers to your questions to arrive like a feather floating down upon the top of your head. Now wait.
Everyone enjoyed that, so feel the room that you're in and know that it's full of peace. And now, as you come out of that, I'm going to take your calls. So, hope you all enjoyed. I'm going to start with, I kind of rushed through everything so that there'd be plenty of time to communicate with everyone and do readings tonight, so forgive me for sounding a little rushed, and I'm going to start with caller 8676. Hello, you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. What's
up? Hi. My name is Lori.
Lori?
Yes.
How'd you like the meditation? Did you try that?
Yes, it was good.
Did you receive anything from guidance from angels or guides?
No. No, I was just listening to it. This is my first time calling in, so
okay.
I was just listening.
Try it a few times. Sometimes it takes a little bit of patience when we're trying to connect the first time. But do you have a specific question for me?
I do. I just got recently divorced last year after 20 years. I met an old co-worker of mine I ran into about a month ago, and I just wanted to see where this relationship or friendship is going, just to see what you thought of it.
Well, right from the get-go, when you mentioned that, I felt the big changes around you. Also some movement in regards to that relationship, so it's not staying where it is. But what I'm getting from your personal guides at this moment would be for you to embrace the female side of yourself and not to forget about female friendships and making those stronger at this time as well. And I do feel you do have one specific friend that you spend a lot of time, you know how we talk on the phone with specific friendships that we share everything with. And not neglecting that, it almost feels like there might have been a little bit of strife surrounding that relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So don't let go of that. And as far as the relationship goes that you're in, sometimes they give me things that you need to know, not necessarily what people want to know. So I had to share that with you just because if I get something, I'm going to share it. And but yes, in regards to the relationship, it will not stay stagnant as it is. I do feel that that's going to be moving forward. So I hope that answers that for you.
So it will be moving forward?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting an absolute yes with that.
Okay.
And fully letting go of and giving yourself, obviously, as much time to heal as possible from the divorce. And I do feel
right.
that there's a couple of things in regards to that that you haven't been able to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Although on the outside you're trying to show everyone, yeah, I'm fine, I'm moving forward. It just feels like there's still some things that you're hanging on to in regards to that.
Right. No, that's
so
true.
Let go of it and move forward and know that you've got all kinds of support around you that are supportive of you and, well, that goes without saying, you've got all kinds of support around you that really wants to help you in regards to all of this, the movement and also the friendship and not letting that go to the wayside too much. I know it's hard when you're juggling everything under the sun to keep those relationships healthy, but don't forget about those and where your true strength comes from.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Lori. Hope you join me again.
Okay,
and
sure will. Thank
and
you.
And let me know how you're
okay.
doing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Now I'm going to caller 0548.
Hi.
Hello, are you there? Hi.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Justine.
Christine?
Okay, I had a question.
Did you listen to the meditation?
You know what? I did, but I was actually doing a couple things.
Oh, yeah, multitasking women. I know. No, that's okay.
Yeah.
It'll be in the archives if you'd like to listen in later. So what's your question for me?
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 6 years now. And we're recently separated. I wanted to know if it was going to go anywhere.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part of your question.
I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years, and we recently separated, and I just wanted to know if our relationship was going to go any further or what's going to happen.
Okay. Give me just a second to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of financial issues surrounding that, but also there's some, I'm getting the feeling of other people involved in this that kind of got between the two of you. Is that correct? I want to make sure
yeah.
I'm getting your energy. Okay.
Very.
Okay. Let's see, where is she going? I'm sorry. I know radio and silence don't really go together, but...
Fine.
Okay. And like I said to the previous caller, a lot of times I get information that you're not necessarily asking for, but it's kind of like your bonus. It's really important right now that you're paying attention to where you are physically and that you're nice and grounded to the earth. So do you know what grounding cords are?
No.
Okay. They're just like, imagine that you're sitting still and there's a cord going from the base of your spine into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just we get our energy from the earth. So just imagine that cord there grounding you to the earth. So you're not off in the clouds facing off, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess what your guides might be telling me is that you're kind of going off in the la-la land a little too often.
Mm-hmm.
And then in regards to the relationship, I'm getting that the most important aspects right now are communicating your absolute truth. And what I mean by that is a lot of times when we speak, we're not necessarily speaking from our true selves. We're speaking from our ego or we're speaking out of fear, but speaking based on what you're really, truly feeling and having full respect of yourself and taking responsibility for your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, what I mean is a lot of times we sometimes can rant and rave and we're not really taking responsibility for the fact that there's others around us that are absorbing that energy. So taking responsibility for all of that, now I'm asking, where are we going? And it feels like, I hate it when I get this, but occasionally when I ask a question, I'll get a block. When I say a block in regards to doing a reading, what I mean is this has a lot to do with your free will, so it's almost like it's your decision where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of gave me what you need to focus on, and then... Okay, it's really fully 100% up to her where she wants it to go is where it will go. And it almost feels like you're really not sure yourself at this point.
Mm.
So when you finally make up your mind and your decision as to where you want it to go, that's where it's going to go. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps, Christine. But thank you very much for calling in and joining me, and... know that you will definitely be in my prayers so that you can find some clarity.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Well, lots of relationship calls tonight. That seems to be the way the show goes. We always get calls that have kind of a theme going. And right before the holidays, of course, everybody's concerned about relationships. Okay, so now I'm going to go to caller 3150. Hello? 3150, you're on.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Oh, hi, 3150. Is that the last four digits?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd go by area code. I'm thinking, oh, that sounds like my number, sorry. I'm actually
there's a lot of people with the same area code calling in because I'm pretty much from the Chicago area, so.
That's where I was wondering. I'm actually calling from British Columbia, Vancouver area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I'm glad
What's
I connected
your name?
With, my name's Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. What were you saying?
I was trying to connect on the actual Blog Talk Radio program, and I'm not getting any sound. I don't have Skype I don't have a headset and I don't have Skype in that. I usually just log on and I can hear it on my speakers. But I'm not able to do that. I don't. But that's okay. No worries about that.
I'm glad you could at least call in and hear.
Yes, I thought I better call in because I've been on the radio show before with other people listening to them. But I missed the meditation session, but I'm a little familiar with how that works. And I'm also familiar about how to ground myself and all that. Basically, I've been doing that a lot. I've been trying to send positive energy out to everything and everything around my you know, world. But something's missing. I'm not connecting proper with my spirit guides, and I want to know what special message or what they want me to know. I seem to be missing something.
Well,
I'm not getting it.
Right as you were speaking, I felt like part of that. Are you somewhere where you can? I'm guessing in British Columbia that there would be somewhere where you can go out in nature and connect in that way.
Yes, there are many parks I can connect with. I'm actually in a townhouse complex that's noisy. I get disturbed by noise a lot. And I find, is that one of my distractions? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, what I'm getting is maybe some earplugs to help you
yes.
be able to go within.
I wear them when I go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm seeing the earplugs, and also if you have an eye bag or an eye mask that you can wear to just kind of, in the beginning, and I know you're very experienced at doing this, but sometimes even after years and years of practice, we still need to have our things that help us go into a state of meditation. For example, with me, clairgustience is really important to me, or senses of smell. So a lot of times if I'm going into a meditation, I block out all other smells by burning certain essential oils to help me go within. And for you, it just seems like your sight and your you know, part of being sensitive is first paying attention to our normal five senses, and then we tap into the sixth sense from there. So it's first becoming sensitive to our sense of touch, our sense of taste, our sense of smell, all of our senses, and then we grow from there. So in other words, your sight and your hearing are kind of taking over to cause distractions for you. So if you can find a way to find some peaceful noises even, and I guess that's where I'm going into nature. It's like if I could hear a stream flowing and it was a constant stream flow that I could hear, or just the rustling of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And even in those sounds, sometimes we can get messages. But right now it just feels like it's too chaotic on the outside.
Very much. But I'm almost feeling like they've got a message they want to get through to me and I'm not listening.
Okay. Well, I'll go in and ask. Mm-hmm. Just give me a second to tap in. Okay,
Thank
Andrea?
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm getting some basic messages for you, and they sound very basic, but at the same time, they can be as complicated as you want to make them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is in regards to nourishment and what you're putting into your body.
Right, okay.
And paying attention to that. And also in that you're asking me, but you can go ahead and ask from without, and then be open to receiving. And where I'm getting the blockage is more along the lines of the receiving end. In other words, you're asking, but you're not open to receiving. It's almost like you have the block there.
Okay. Yes, I understand.
And it's like sometimes, you know, you might say, oh, I need help. But then, you know, if neighbor Joe Schmo from down the road comes in and says, hey, I'm willing to help you with this, you're like, nah, I don't need any help. So it's like you were given the answer, but you just kind of pushed it away because it wasn't the way you expected.
Yes, I'm kind of understanding that. I'm actually reading the book, The Power, right now, and it's making a lot of sense now to me.
Okay,
I'm a little
good.
More open to things, yes.
Yeah, so, and then the last message that I got from them is in regards to knowing how strong you are. It's almost like you're this powerhouse, but you're holding back. It's almost like I feel like a tiger and I'm pacing back and forth behind the cage, and it's like somebody just opened up that door and that tiger's just going to run out of there. And it's almost like a fear of, it sounds very cliche, but it's almost like a fear of success.
Yes, that makes
sense.
Just
running out of
too.
The cage. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things
sense.
That I'm getting from your guides. And
okay.
Then lastly, within that meditation, it's a very short, like I don't even think it's 10 minutes, but the reason I put that on tonight was because there's some things in there that are really important as far as being able to remove some of these blockages on our own and just kind of asking and having faith that those will be taken away. So if you can go back into the archives and maybe listen to those 10 minutes and get some ideas of how you can do that on your own.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Andrea. Many blessings to you.
Yeah, lots of love and blessings to you. You've helped me a lot.
Well.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now I'm going to caller 5031.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi,
who's up?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Hello. Yes, Jasmine.
Hi.
I have a question. I've been with my boyfriend now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I've been with my boyfriend now for 2 years, and we have a son together, and lately we've just been fighting about everything. We're still together, but I just don't know if I should trust him, if, you know, if he still wants to be with me. You know, that's pretty much what I want to know. Are we going to, is our relationship going to last? And should I trust him?
Right from the get-go, I do feel like he's a trustworthy person, and it's more of a control issue and some resentments that have built up between the two of you. It just feels like it's almost like nitpicking little stuff, and it's like the typical money problems that a lot of people are having right now and the shifts that are going on within the world right now and a lot of different fears that the two of you will work through together. But as far as trusting him, I don't feel any reason. It's almost like you're looking, it's almost like you're the sensitive one and he's the one that's just kind of, you know, very grounded and on the earth and just doing what he's supposed to do, although sometimes not, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's almost like you're looking for reasons to get upset and he's reacting. You're looking, he's reacting is what I'm getting. Is that correct?
I'm just getting the vibe of
like he just kind of goes about his day and wants to have fun and then you react to it by perhaps, well, you're having too much fun, you know.
Right. That's true.
Okay, so it's like be responsible. He's just like, but I am being responsible. I'm working on doing what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly.
I'm hearing the argument right now kind of in my head. So now I'm asking, well, what can we do about this? Okay.
Right. Okay, so, now something.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
I just really want to know if I should trust him because I just found out about 3 weeks ago he sent some girl flowers. And now he told me that she's just a friend. That he knew her for about 5 years. She's away in a college. I'm not sure if he's still away in a college, but he sent her flowers, and I found out. So this has been our argument these last couple weeks. You know, is there something more? Like, why would he send her flowers if he didn't care for her or if he wasn't interested in her?
Well, well, first of all, what I'm getting is that this is a loyal person, regardless. Is that... That's, it's almost like, I want the power and I want the, you know, there's that word again, power.
Yes.
I want the strength within the relationship, and I'm feeling some burden sometimes because it's just kind of overwhelming at times. So it's just something outside that I can focus on for even 5 minutes. You know, something that was fun and something that was lighthearted and easygoing, where at home sometimes things are really quite heavy. But at the same time, I am getting that he's very loyal to you. And was this a birthday?
I'm sorry?
Was this girl's birthday?
You know what? I don't know, but for some reason I have a feeling that it was her birthday, but I don't know if it was her birthday.
I feel like it was like a birthday kind of remembrance thing, and it wasn't something that was really costly or anything like that either. It was just kind of a, hey, shot in the dark, you know, kind of like on Facebook when you you know, like, hey, I'm thinking of you. You know, we were close when we were younger. And, you know, it's like I have friends in my life where I might do that too, even though I've been happily with the same man for 15 years. And there's men that, yeah, I care about that much that I might say, hey, I was thinking about you.
Right.
It doesn't feel like, it feels like I'm seeing the dog, which to me is my symbol of loyalty. So on a deep level, you're both very loyal to one another, but you got to remember the fun. You got to remember the things that aren't so burdensome because, yeah, oh, gosh, we got to send something to Commonwealth Edison. We got to send something to the gas company. We got to pay the water bill. And all this
right.
stuff just adds up, and it's almost like you guys have forgotten about the fun part.
Hey, that's true.
You know,
the
reason that you were first put together in the first place. But I do feel that this is just kind of I'm sticking to this is a loyal guy that just really, you know, it's like I said, I want to have fun. And you're like, yeah, but we got to pay the bills. Yeah, but we got to pay the bills.
Right.
So
yeah,
I hope.
You have to leave your family, right?
Yeah, and you've got a lot of responsibilities and it starts to wear on you. And it's just a matter of, you know, lighten up, have some fun. Don't put a lot of expectations on stuff. Don't create a lot more chaos.
Okay.
You know, remember what's important. You know, we all do that where we go, oh, crap, what did I do? You know?
Right.
So
I said I'd lay back more.
I have some fun. But on the other hand, you know, you don't have to take it lightly. You know, if he crossed over one of your boundaries of you don't send flowers to other chicos,
right.
You know, if he stepped over that boundary, you have every right to say, hey, you know what, I need to know. We've been together 2 years. We have a child. We live together. We have responsibilities. Yeah, I want to have fun with you, too. And, yeah, it is getting heavy for me, too.
Okay.
But we need to communicate, and we need to, you know, here's the boundaries, and you don't step over those boundaries, period.
Right.
Stand
okay.
up for yourself in that respect. But,
okay.
yeah, you know, regardless of all of this, I'm still getting the dog symbol. It's just like he's a loyal, and I hope I'm reading that right. But please give me a call and let me know how it's going or send me an email and let me know how everything
okay,
is.
Okay,
well,
let me.
And certainly. Go ahead.
Okay, let me. What is your email? Let me write it down.
It's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at intuitiveskies.com.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, no problem.
Yes,
have a great night. Many blessings. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Yep, I think relationships are definitely on everybody's brain tonight. Okay, so now I'm going to caller 3146. You there, caller?
Hello?
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 Hi, who's this?
Christina.
Oh, hi, Christina. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm happy to hear a familiar voice.
Yeah, that's nice. And, well, I don't have a relationship because I'm here and we ain't going nowhere. But mm-hmm. I always like to hear, you know, from the other side, if anybody has, like,
mm-hmm.
any, you know, something they want to share with me or someone that's been around or... You know, I'm always curious
oh, okay.
about that.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a second. I know I'm...
Okay.
Like I always say, radio and silence don't quite go together, so I try to keep talking, but sometimes it's really hard for me to connect and talk at the same time. So do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, there was a lot. Kids had a good time.
Gosh. How fun. What were your little babies dressed as this year?
Well, Kayla was Chucky. Maya was a princess because she's so fabulous. And Bethany was a skeleton.
Was a what?
Was a skeleton. He had a skeleton mask.
Aw, boy after my own heart. Okay. Let's see. All right, so I'm not going into the deceased loved one stuff right now because of the time constraints,
okay.
but you know you
what
can always call me in regards to that. Well, who is it or what is it that you're not trusting right now?
I'm having problems with my brother.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting, are you worried about him taking it from you? That's what I'm getting.
No, I don't.
Like,
and I don't know. I don't even know if it would be true. Or, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like kind of a feeling of, not necessarily a sibling rivalry. It's like you're taking a little chunk of my heart every time you walk away from me, and I already know this. So, yeah, I'm picking up on that, but I'm going to skip to something else. One of the things that I get with you, and I always have, is in regards to trusting your gifts, and they really want you to start focusing in on learning to trust. And that word again keeps coming up, trust with you and around you. So I want you to be able to tap in yourself and figure out what that word trust means. And also, in regards to some creative projects that you've been putting on the back burner, some ideas that you've had that you go, it's almost like you have these ideas and you go, nah, I couldn't do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sometimes I want to do more than, and I think, no, I got too much to do anyway, you know.
What was that?
I always think, oh, there's, I got too much to do anyway, like I ain't got time for, you know.
Yeah, well, with all the kitty dugging around that you have to do, it can get hard, but at the same time, it's like you can't keep putting all that stuff on the back burner. I mean, there's these great ideas that you have that you're supposed to bring forth into the world that you put on the back burner, but at the same time, if you just put, you know, 10, 15 minutes a day towards that, then I feel like what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to get some growth and some confidence and be able to bring forth into the world what you're supposed to do. So it's almost like, you know, tell her please just dedicate 10, 15, 20 minutes a day if she can towards herself and putting some of these ideas into the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling one of these is in regards to your mom, and I already know about that, and kind of pushing her forward too, because you are the caretaker and you are the ultimate, you always take care of, and you push her, and I know you do, but I feel like part of that has to do with her.
Okay,
so, and I know we've kind of talked about some of this stuff before, but on the other hand, the trusting is something new for you. It's learning to trust where you should trust and kind of about getting some discernment, learning where you can trust and where you should probably be a little more wary, and trusting your guides and your angels and God, of course, to guide you in the right direction and knowing what those signs are to watch out for. So it goes back to being able to quiet your mind. And I know it's hard with all the kids around, but at times just taking that, you know, even 5 minutes if you can.
Yeah.
So it just feels like that's very vague to me still. So I'm going to ask a second here. Okay. And along with the trust, and this is an obvious correlation that they're giving me right now, is being able to let go of some of the fear that comes from a lack of faith. It's almost like, yeah, I don't have the time, but part of that is probably true, and some of that probably isn't true. It's more, well, I don't have the time, but I'm just saying that I don't have the time. When I really do have the time, I probably didn't need to spend an hour watching that television show when I could have.
Are you watching me?
Towards. Yeah, so it's like you're saying,
get stuck on it.
Yeah, it's like I'm saying I don't have any time, but I'm sitting here watching this movie for 2.5 hours. So it's like they're saying, yeah, you do have time. It's more like your fear that's kind of making you so that you pretend like you don't have time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so quit watching so much TV. Quit spending 4 hours cooking dinner. Order pizza instead. and you get going on some of these great ideas that you have, because they really want to work with you on bringing those into the world, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can answer for you? Christina?
No, that was about it.
Okay, well, you know how to get a hold of me.
What, because I'm having problems with my, like I said, with my brother and stuff. Do you know, like, what's going to happen with that?
Oh.
I do see, like, a family, like, you know, in the family area. What's...
Yeah, no, I'm getting what you're asking loud and clear. Well, it feels like, in regards to this, like, he's trying, and... It's a, like he's a little unstable, but he's trying to make some changes and then goes back because he doesn't know how to do it. Does that make sense?
Well, I haven't talked to him at all. Nothing. So.
Okay, well, it's like it feels like he's a little – he's like the you know, like the kid when they first go to school and they just – they're kind of ignorant as to how to behave and they're in a new school and they're not really not sure how to go forth.
Yeah.
He feels like he's just like kind of in this lost zone right now. Again, this is something that, I mean, I can talk to you on a personal level about this later on this week if you'd like.
Okay.
And we can do definitely kind of tap into that a little bit more. But what I would say is don't be too hard on him if he does make any if he does make any contact, be gentle and peaceful, and don't let your fears interfere with your relationship between him and you, so that you can have an open line of communication. Because I do
that's
feel like eventually
the trust, because like that's what I feel like I don't even know like who to trust, you know, like since
yeah,
that point,
it's,
I could change
yeah, no,
family,
it's really
change
hard
friends.
Yeah, no, it's really hard when you're in that situation. I know it's It's one little second at a time of trying to be accepting of who they are and at the same time being able to separate yourself from the situation.
Yeah, it's like
to keep yourself healthy.
Then,
yeah.
But,
so, well,
okay,
know
well,
that I'm here for you anytime. So give me a call and we can discuss this a lot further and in depth.
Okay.
So, but know that I'm here for you, and I love you bunches and bunches, and I look forward to talking to you, okay?
Yeah, I'll give you a call. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Christina. Bye-bye. Okay. Now I am going to caller 5151.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. How are you? It's Renee.
I'm good. How are you? I knew that voice. How are you, Renee?
I'm sure I could be better.
Oh, yeah, you sound really down, sweetie.
I'm not usually, maybe because it's nighttime. I don't know. I was just wondering if you had anything to tell me.
Well, on the one hand, I'm getting a very peaceful, loving feeling surrounding you. But it's almost like you can't take it in because it's too painful. Does it make sense? Without me going into too much detail? Uh-oh. Did I lose you? Uh-oh. I lost Renee. Anyway, Renee, if you can hear me, you are absolutely welcome to call me back. Or you can call me, of course, you know when you can get a hold of me. Let's see. So I've got 15 minutes or so left, so if anybody else would like to call in and get a reading, you have to hit something or other to raise your hand. Oh, there you are. Hi.
I lost you.
Yeah, I guess so. I was like, oh, man, I didn't think she was that bombed.
No, I don't know.
It's a tough time right now. I mean, we just had Halloween, and now we're heading into the holidays, and a lot of people are starting to get the effects of that, which is why I decided to kind of focus in the beginning of the show about getting into the holidays and looking towards peace instead of chaos.
Well, do you know, I couldn't even hear your show. I couldn't get through, even on my phone or my computer. I was just hearing music.
Really?
Yeah, and that was for a while. I even kept texting.
You know, Blog
Talk
has done that before. Yeah, Blog Talk has done that before, which is why I think I'm getting all my whole board is full up with callers tonight, because I'm guessing that people aren't able to get in on the computer. So I don't know why it let me run the show. Yeah, it's really, huh?
It was telling me when I was trying to listen through the phone, it was telling me that the show was full, call back later.
Yeah, so eventually I hope to fix that and have a lot bigger board. But for right now, I am just trying to manage with the free Blog Talk. So tapping into what I'm, okay, so... On the one end, I've got that you're surrounded by lots of loyal people that are very supportive of you, although sometimes you're not able to accept that loyalty and the love that's sent to you.
Okay.
And then on the other hand, I'm getting that you're still doing quite a bit of healing and gaining a lot more knowledge, which we know that to be true already, but this is just, again, what my guides are telling me for right now. And then also, are you like, it's almost like I'm feeling like you're going into something new with work right now. Why would that be? No, I'm getting that it's probably something coming up very soon in regards to, it just feels like you're going to be meeting a new challenge and you're going to be successful at it. So they're just kind of throwing that new little piece of information at me so that you can get that. And let me see. And I know, you know, your little princess is around you, and you don't have to worry about that because she checks in on you all the time. Let's see. But really, that's pretty much all that I'm getting for you right now. Is there something specific that you wanted to ask? Uh-oh, Renee, did I lose you again? Well, it seems like Blog Talk is really playing a number on me tonight. I don't know what the deal is, but I do know that the energy has been very strange for the last 24 hours, and I do know that the veils are still rather thin right now, but I hope you could hear that, Renee, and if not, of course, there's always the archives that we can always log into later, and I was really looking forward to tonight being able to spend some time just connecting with people and doing readings, and I still have this wonderful book here that I've been hanging on to in hopes that we could do another prize game tonight, but it seems as though that's the Blog Talk isn't working out very well, and it seems like even my chat room isn't working out too great, but I will, I am taking questions, Linda Marie, if you can call in. I don't know what's going on with this, so, but at any rate, I'll hang on to this book for one more week. It's called The Sevenfold Journey, Reclaiming Mind, Body, and Spirit Through the Chakras. It's written by Enodia Judith and somebody Vega. I'm not even going to try to say these names. But it does look like a very interesting book all about the chakra system. And, I am taking calls, but it just seems as though it's just not working out real well. Hey, Renee, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Oh, my gosh. This just hung up on you again.
I start hearing you, and then all of a sudden, I'm gone. I'm out of there.
Yeah. But, I'm not really sure what's going on with Blog Talk tonight. It seems like it's not working on the computer, and it's not letting too many people call in. The chat room's working okay, so we could always go there if we had to, but... at any rate, what I was asking you before we got so rudely interrupted was, did you have a specific question for me that you wanted me to tap into. Otherwise, like I said, I do feel your princess around you still. Obviously, she checks in, and she's growing with her, with your guides and her guides, obviously. And if anybody's wondering who that is, that's our beautiful little friend on the other side. Did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask?
Actually, no. I just wanted to see if there was anything out there, anything you need to say. And I don't have one. You know, I have so many questions, and I'm not a radio person, but.
But, no, that's okay. You can always call me personally, of course, and we can talk, and you know that I'm here for you anytime.
Thank you.
And then I just have one question for you, though. Did you give your mom the messages from your dad?
No, I didn't. You know, my mom's been so sad. Like, she got depressed. She was real sad around that time. And and I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, get her more, like, just crying, you know. I couldn't handle her right now. So,
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'd met her before, so I thought that getting a message from me, she'd hear it, you know, because we did connect with him in the past, and I knew that she was having a tough time that day, so I was hoping, but you can always have her.
I wish I
would have
told her. I just didn't want to bring worse out of her.
Oh, I know, but she knows I love her. Yeah, and then if she ever feels like giving me a call, have her call, and I'll talk to her and try to cheer her up some, just to, you know, just as a friend, and say, hey, snap out of it. You're a wonderful person. Your whole family's beautiful, and you are all so blessed to have each other. Give me a call, and we'll go over some of that stuff more personally. And of course, that goes for anybody. Go ahead and go to my website, or give me a call, and all my information is on the website, so check that out. It's intuitiveskies.com. Did you guys have a chance to check out the new website?
I did go on your new website. I tried to give you an email, and it wouldn't let me send you a message.
First
day you got it. That was the first day. I haven't been on there since then, but I did try to send you another message to let you know I couldn't get on there.
Oh, well,
I'm having bad luck with messages and technology, I guess.
Well, you need to talk to Archangel Michael then. Say, hey, fix this for me. I think it's on the site. There's actually a form that basically is supposed to pop up your email address. And if you don't have your email address, a primary email already tapped into your computer, then it'll just ask you. Your computer will usually just ask you if you want to make this or that your primary email address, and then you have to go through the whole rigmarole of that. So
I'll check it out again. Maybe read it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know my email address, so you can always just type it in, I guess. But yeah, I'm not a techie, and I actually had somebody build that for me. Well, I thought she did a beautiful job, but there's still some bugs and stuff I'm sure we probably have to work out a little bit. But in the meantime, my phone number's on there, so anybody, feel free to call. And, of course, that goes for you, Renee. You already knew that. So, but thank you all for joining me tonight, because I was, you know, I didn't have a guest or anything, so I was like, oh, crud, what am I going to do? Sit here and eat Halloween candy? Have a terrific night, Renee. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Also.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you before then. So.
All right, you also. Thank you.
Good night. Well, guys, I think that's about it. It looks like Blog Talk isn't really running 100% tonight, so I'm going to call it a night and hit the hay. And actually, what I said to your name does go for everyone listening. You can always check me out at my website. That's intuitiveskies.com. And my name is Katie, so you can email me at katie@intuitiveskies.com. And I believe next week we're going to have a wonderful author on with us, and it should be a very interesting show. So I'm going to try my best to bring on different guests every week and be on here every week at the same time, same place. So we all know how to get a hold of me. I do have about 5 more minutes left, so I do have somebody raising their hand, so I'll go ahead and take this last call, and this will be it. Hello, 5274?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
It's Jennifer. How are you, Kate?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you, Jennifer?
Good.
Good. So, do you have a question, or I've got 5 minutes
left? No, you know
what?
Actually, I don't. I just wanted to call and let you know that I was listening.
Aw, you're a sweetheart. You're my little angel.
So, you know,
thank you.
I was trying to think of something and figure something out, but I couldn't. So I just said, I'll just let her know that listening in.
Well, you know, no news is good news, right? That's really, really heartwarming. I'm very appreciative for you all calling in tonight. It's very sweet, and it makes me feel very loved. And I hope you can get in and listen to meditation sometime, because I feel like you got in a little late, didn't you?
You know what? I did. It was probably like 2 minutes in, and my kids were still up. I was trying to concentrate and couldn't.
That's hilarious.
Get off, up and down. So I'm like, I'll do the best
Forget
that I can.
It.
Yeah.
It's on archives. You can listen to it later on the archives, or you know, I can always send you a copy too. I'm going to do one that's an elongated of that, that's a little bit more slow going. That was just a quick one so that people kind of knew what to do on their own. But I'm going to do one that's a little more elongated that I'll put onto a CD. So, you know, you can just listen to it at your leisure or on your iPad or whatever. But or iTunes or whatever you use, put it onto an MP3. It'll be a lot easier. But thank you so much for tuning in. I've got just a couple minutes left. So you guys are all so awesome. I love everybody that tuned in tonight. And I'm really hoping to get some interesting authors on to interview and talk and share some really cool stuff with us in the next couple weeks. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, so thank you, Jennifer. You rock. I love you.
Not a problem, Kate. And I'll be
okay.
Talking to you. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, everyone. I'm glad I took that last call because I had a feeling that was somebody special, and of course it was. Everyone have a great night, and thank you all for listening. And next week, again, I'm going to have an author on. It should be fun. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and do elongated meditation so that it's not quite so rushed and so short. But I will not be playing that on Blog Talk. Let me know what you think. If you have the time, drop me a line at Katie and Intuitive Skies so that I can know what you're thinking of the show or any ideas that you have for the show. Or anything that you'd like to hear on the show, definitely let me know. I'm sorry I don't have the ability to play great music on here, or I definitely would. It's just part of Blog Talk. You can't, you know, everything's copywritten, and quite frankly, I'm not a rich woman. So anyway, here's some here's some music to end the night on. So have a great night, everyone. All my love and blessings throughout the week. Good night.